Hey, happy, happy day. Stupid. Oops, stupid. It's just a word. It's a word often used in many conversations, of course. And what does it actually mean? What does stupid mean? Stupid is forever, maybe. More stupid, most stupid shows a lack of thought or good judgment. That's what it means. Lack of thought or good judgment is a stupid mistake. A pretty stupid thing to do. I was stupid enough to believe him. It was stupid of you to believe him or get involved. That was just plain stupid. We made some incredibly stupid business mistakes. I've done some of them. When something doesn't work like a machine, it's a stupid machine. It's a stupid car because it won't work. It won't start. It doesn't do things. When something doesn't do things, you call it stupid. Liberals, are you getting the message? I'm just saying. Now, I want to share some arithmetic with you, a story. I've told this story to many of chosen liberals, mostly, and certainly some conservatives don't get it either. But I've talked to some liberal school teachers about this. And here's the story. It's about monetary stuff. See if you people can run a country, I say. Three fishermen, they're up fishing up far north and they needed a hotel room and they went in and there was one room left, only one. You did have three beds. And the clerk looked at them and says, $30. $30, can't be much of a room. But they each gave them $10 and went up to their room. When they're in the room, the clerk looked at the sheet and said, oops, I've overcharged them. It's only supposed to be $25, not $30. So he took five $1 bills and he was going up the elevator to their room and he got thinking, there's five $1 bills, there's only three of them. I'm gonna keep $2. He put $2 in his pocket. He went to them and he said, hey, I've overcharged you for the room. Here's a dollar each. So they each got a dollar. Are you with me? Took the $5, gave them three, he kept two. So let's do the math. You got, now they each spent $9 instead of 10. Three times nine is 27, and he kept two. 27 and two is 29. Where's the other dollar? You go look for it and let me know. United Kingdom, England, they just got a new government, of course. A Labour government. People, what's wrong with you? How could you do that? Don't you know what they're about? The huge government and no opportunities. How dare you vote for them? Or did you? Or did they cheat? We'll never know. The first day, they said the jails are overcrowded. You know why they are, by the way? Duh. It's because there's a lot of criminals. Build more jails or hang somebody. Do something. But instead, what do? They say, the guilty men in the last government left our prisoners on the brink, or prisons rather, on the brink of collapse. Well, okay, build more, whatever. So what did they do, though, the commie guys, the pinkos? They're going to serve, those who served 40% of their time get released. 40%. So that's a mockery to the justice system. Any judge that gave a bad guy a year, he now, he gets out if he serves 60%, or pardon me, 40%. So 4 months. I was sentenced to 12. I got four, probably some time off as well for good behavior. Not very nice, but that is what the left does. The left, they're just sharp as marbles. Or maybe dumb like foxes. I don't know. But they do a lot of weird things. New Jersey. We have a senator there, Bob Mendez. He's been found guilty, finally, on 16 counts of a scheme where he accepted bribes. He has said, they're not bribes, they're just gifts. But he had gold and cash and kind of hidden places. They found, last I heard, it was in excess of $500,000 and plus a Mercedes car and a bunch of other things. And he says, I didn't help foreign governments. They give me gifts. Why? Why would a government or anybody give you a gift of a Mercedes car unless you gifted them something in return? Duh. In any event, he's been sentenced now, so we'll see what happens. One of his defenses, by the way, was that my wife is the bad person. Why not throw your wife under the bus? There's words. I got wordage for that. Last thing of the day. Guns, boomity, boomity, boom, boom. A lot of guns happened. A lot of women buying guns. That's a good thing. I mean, we don't know how many guns there are in America. Numbers go from 300 million up to a billion. But we do know that more than 20 million guns are purchased each and every year. That seems to be kind of the average. And last year in Texas, 1.3 million. Florida, 1.3. California, almost 1.1 million. That's a lot of guns. 20 million. This is new guns. And of course, you have all the old guns that are out there and around. That's kind of a big deal. Women account now for up to 50% of gun buyers in some purchase periods and in some areas. And that's a good thing. And swing to Canada. Britain, other countries, it's against the law to defend yourself with a tool of any kind. You have no right of self-defense. Let that sink in. Politicians, Canada, politicians, are you listening? You all should pay attention. Your people, I repeat, can't defend themselves with a tool of any kind. If a woman was found with pepper spray in her purse, that's a concealed weapon, she'd get up to 3 years in prison. The bad guy who makes guns, he might get 6 months in prison. Got a headache yet? Y'all come back.